And if you go to jail for taking his head, you went to jail for a good cause. You can go to prison and say, I came here because I defended our black women from the filthy paws of that blue-eyed white man. Yes, I'm saying it and I mean it. You can go in hotels around here and find these white men laying up there with black women. Why, you should snatch off their heads. I mean snatch off their heads. You and I will never be respected until we get some respect for this black woman. Make her straighten up and then straighten out that white man. And there's nothing wrong with that. No, what I'm telling you is not wrong. I'm telling you what is right. If he respects his women, then let's respect ours. And if he'll hang you for molesting his woman, you got your right to hang him for molesting your woman. Here in the state of New York, they have a state institution, penal institution for women. 70% of the women in the state prison institution, black women, 70% of the women in that prison, our women, the average age, 24 years old. Why, good God, man, what's happening to your woman? They're making her a prostitute. They're making her a drug addict. They're making her a lesbian. They're making her a harlot. They're making her a trollop. Because you and I won't stand up and be men. A man, when you're a man, you're not afraid to go to jail. When you're a man, you're not afraid to give your life. And when you're a man, you're not afraid to take someone else's life.
You believe in a fair exchange. The overcrowded homes of our community force us to live under some of the worst sanitary conditions imaginable. It becomes almost impossible here in Harlem to practice the rules of good hygiene. Therefore, tuberculosis, TB, syphilis, gonorrhea, and other destructive social diseases are destroying the health and the moral fiber of our community. Our people here in Harlem are trapped in a vicious cycle of ignorance, poverty, disease, sickness, and death. And there seems no way out. There seems to be no way of escape. And the wealthy, educated, black bourgeoisie, the upper class Negroes, those who do escape, they never reach back and pull the rest of us out along with them. They move up in Westchester with their white friends, with their white liberals, or up in Stamford, Connecticut. The black masses remain trapped here in the slums. And because there seems no hope or no other way out, no other escape, we turn to wine as a way out. We turn to whiskey as a way out. We turn to reefers as a way out. And many of our people here in Harlem, and especially right here in this neighborhood, have turned to that dreadful needle, heroin, morphine, cocaine, opium, poison, nothing but poison. But you turn to it seeking an escape from the misery that the brutality and the deceit of the white man has trapped us in here in Harlem. That's the only way you know of escape.